You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Praise the Lord forevermore. Did you hear me? Wake up this Saturday morning. Listen, I don't care if you've never in your lifetime out of your mouth said those words. If you want to change everything about you this morning, just look up towards heaven. Raise your hands. Don't be afraid. When you put them up, it's like showing God, I'm surrendering. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, praise your holy name. This morning, please have your way with me. Man, if you'll say them words, if you said those words, you changed your Saturday, I guarantee it. Good morning, this is Landon. Thanks for tuning in. This is Lifeline Radio. It's Bob Allen Ministry, but this is Lifeline Radio is the name of the program. Listen to me. I've got some serious stuff from the book of Ephesians this morning. Here's the thing. I'd love for you to call in. I mean, I come to preach to save myself and those that hear me, but at the same time, don't be afraid to call. If you don't call, you're missing the opportunity of literally a lifetime. Call up, say, I need Christ, man. I need whatever you got, I need that. I need that. If it's going good, bad, or in between, or fair, or gray, or you don't know, get Christ in your life today. I'm going to give you a couple phone numbers. You're more than welcome to call here. I don't care if I'm preaching fire. You can interrupt if you need Christ. You can interrupt if you need prayer. You can interrupt if you need anything from the Lord that I can possibly help give you or bring to you. Please interrupt me. Not a big deal. That's what I'm here for. 221-1100, 221-1100, 888-221-8990 is out of town. So if you're local, 221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8990. Pull it up on the web right now. Call anybody, anywhere, and say, man, listen, get your laptop fired up real quick. WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. Okay? WCNO.com. Click on live broadcast. If you miss us, click on demand. The calendar pops up. Pick Saturday morning. Listen to the couple that was in there before me. Listen to me. Listen to anybody. Any gospel. The preaching of the gospel is salvation. Something's going to click in your mind. You're going to get a revelation if you're hearing the word of God from people of God. Okay, so don't be afraid to listen to me or anybody else. At the end, I'll give you a Gmail to contact me. I'll give you an address where you can mail your support. Sure could use your help. We always love it when people support. We don't have to foot the bill out of our pocket. This is a blessing from the Lord, and we just thank God because he always comes through. Sometimes God's 1159 God. I don't know if you people that have been through that know what I'm talking about. But it doesn't matter. He just does that, I think, to build your faith. And I love it every time. Praise the Lord. Listen, Ephesians chapter 6 is where we're going to go. But before we do that, I want to kind of do a quick recap of where Paul's at. We're going to touch on a verse out of chapter 1, a verse out of chapter 2. We're going to see how Paul's taking the church of Ephesus. He's talking to them and he's saying, listen, church folks, the body of Christ, the believers, the ones who've set themselves aside to try to serve the Lord God, let me tell you what's going on. All right? He's going to give us several revelations and identities. This is the important part. He's going to give you identities so you know who you are in Christ. Now, I need you to listen for that key word right there, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. Everything Paul teaches to the church. So this morning, I'm talking to everybody, but I really want to focus on the church. It's not the Baptist church, the Presbyterian. None of that matters to the Lord. It's those who are serving Christ in your heart. Where is your heart at? It's a heart motive. And where is the grace, the divine influence upon your heart? Have you received the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit? Whatever name you refer to him as, it's not a big deal whether you call him Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost. You can't see him. He's like a ghost and he's holy. And he is the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ living in you. Same thing. So don't get caught up on the little acronym of what we call him, okay? But if you've received that divine influence upon your heart, you're one. You are brethren and sistren with everybody else that has that same anointing or has that received or asked Christ to come in their heart, set up throne in their heart, and fill them with his Spirit. So let's look at this real quick. Several revelations and identities of who you really are. Because if you don't know this, you don't know who you really are. And that's what's going on. I came in, I heard the man in the studio a minute ago saying that. He said, man, when I was out there and I was all forceful and angry and blah, blah, and I took authority, and now I'm in Christ, I know who I am. Well, if I was authoritative before, I'm going to be authoritative now in Christ with not my authority, but God's authority. I've got the authority of Jehovah God. I've got Yahweh on my side. You'll see. Listen, ready? Paul says in chapter 1, God has blessed us. I could stop right there and just pack it up and go home. God, if God has blessed you, who is come to unbless you? Who's come to curse you? If God has blessed you, okay? He says, God has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in Christ. I just feel the unction from the Holy Ghost to stop and pray real quick. I know I'm breaking up the teaching, but just to open the hearts. Father God, we come to you right now. Please open our hearts and minds. We got so much stuff and so much busyness. There's a merry-go-round that goes on in our heads all the time of stuff and business. Oh my God, I got to do this. I got to turn this radio off. I don't have time. Look at the clock. Stop that, Lord. Devil, leave us alone this morning. You flee. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get out of people's minds, houses, homes, all that stuff. Get out of their thoughts. Right now, we're going to focus. We're going to calm our spirit for a minute. By the Spirit of the living God, we're going to calm our spirit for a minute. We're going to open our minds, open our hearts, take a deep breath, relax, and we're going to listen to the Word of God. Actually pay attention and hear it. And hear it. Blessed are those who hear the Word of God, Jesus said. Those who hear, if you go to the book of Revelation, it says over and over, those who hear. So let's hear that word of God this morning, Lord. Thank you. God has blessed us with all, there's that little word again, every, there's nothing left out, every single possible thing you can think of, spiritual blessings in Christ. Where? Say it. In Christ. Where are you? In Christ. And if you're not, you will be by the time we're done today. I want you in Christ. You can't be in anything else and get blessing from God unless you're in Christ. Then he says, having received the adoption of children. I don't want to just run by that. Listen to me. Having received, that's come into you internally. This is an indwelling. This is a conception, okay? You've conceived. You've received the adoption of children. Children to what? To God. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, he says in chapter 1, having received the adoption of children. Now in chapter 2, we're still in the book of Ephesus, or book of Ephesians. Paul's talking to the church at Ephesus. He says in chapter 2, but God, and this is verse 4 if you want to look at it, but God, who's rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins. He loved you even if you're dead in sins, even if you were dead in sins, or right now you are listening to me, you're changing channels, you happen to come upon this program, and you are sinning at this very moment. You're sitting there in sin with the radio on going, what? Yeah, yeah. Even when you were dead in sin, God, in his great mercy and love, when you were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. Here we go. In Christ, with Christ. You starting to catch on? You don't avoid Christ. You can't get there without him. He says, by grace, ye are saved by the divine influence of the Holy Spirit from Christ himself upon your heart. You are saved. If you recall in the book of John, Jesus is about to leave. He said, listen, it's better for you. It's expedient. It's more beneficial. It will help you. You'll benefit if I go to the Father, because if I don't go, I won't send him. And we're like, what are you talking about? And he says, but if I go, I'll send him the Spirit of God, my Holy Spirit. He'll live in you. He'll teach you. He'll guide you. He'll direct you. He'll be upon your throne. He'll change your thinking. He'll change your ways. He'll change your thoughts. And he'll empower you to be a Christian. He'll empower you to become Christ-like. You'll be transformed by the renewing of the word, because the Spirit of God now in you can transform your body by that word. That Spirit can quicken that word to you and make it mean things you never saw before. Are you following me? So he says, by grace you are saved. By that divine influence upon your heart that I left you, you are saved. Chapter 3, I got to move fast so I can get to the real teaching, to the meat. Well, this is all meat, actually. I don't know why I said that. Anyway, you ready? So chapter 3, verse 6. When you got notes, you get under pressure. You know, I hate notes sometimes. I like this coming with no notes and flow. The times I come with nothing, man, the Holy Ghost does incredible things. You ready? That the Gentiles, and I threw this verse in for a reason. God let me hear, because a lot of people, well, that was for them. That was for the children of Israel, Landon. That was for the Jew. That was for God's chosen people that he did all that. He indwelled them and he quickened them because they had a... No. Chapter 3, Ephesians, verse 6. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. So there's no difference now between the children of Israel, the Jew, whatever you want to call any of that, and you are the exact same. God has torn down. That veil was rent in twain. There is no separation. You're allowed to go into the Holy of Holies like anybody else. He says that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise. What promise? What promise? It's better for you that I go away, he said. It's in the Gospel of John, like, I don't know, 15 or 16, around 14 to 16, one of them chapters, I forget. He says, it's better for you that I go away. It's more expedient for you that I go away. Because if I don't go, this is Jesus. He's telling his disciples, he's about to go to the cross and die, shed his blood for them. And he says, listen, it is so much better. They're like, don't leave us, Master. We're brokenhearted. He said, man, it's way better for you that I go away. If I don't go, I won't send my Holy Spirit. But if I go, I will send the Holy Spirit. He will live in you. He'll abide in you. He'll dwell in you. He'll teach you. He'll train you. He'll deliver you. He'll empower you to carry out my gospel, to carry out your purpose through me in Christ on this planet. So he says, now let me make this clear. He says, now the Gentiles will be fellow heirs of that same promise, okay? And partakers of his promise in Christ. Pay attention to these next words. This is exactly what this verse says, verse 6, by the gospel. In Christ, by the gospel. If you have not been in your Bible in a while, you're missing out, because all this is available to you. This inheritance, this adoption as a daughter or a son is in Christ by the gospel. You got to crack that book open and get in them gospels and find this stuff and figure this out. Now, chapter 4 says this. There's one body. There's one body. Okay? One calling, one spirit, one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, and through all, and in you all. Did you catch that? And if you look at this verse, every one of these means Christ. You can break it down this way. There's one body, the church, and one spirit, the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. One hope of your calling, Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. One Lord, Jehovah God. One Lord. That verse I just gave you a little while ago, where Jesus is leaving and he's going to the right hand of the Father, he's ascending and tells him it is expedient, it's better, it's beneficial for you that I go away. That's John 16, verse 7. Thank you, whoever that caller was. Thank you so much. It's John 16, verse 7. So people can look. I want you to look at that. You need to turn to that today and say, what was Landon saying? He said this when he went to leave. He told us that it's beneficial that he die and go because he's going to send something that changes our life. Yes. Look at John 16, verse 7 today, please, please. There is one body, the body of Christ. Every one of these is Christ, if you look at it. One spirit, the Holy Spirit whom he sends, if you read John 16:7, one spirit whom he sends, one hope of your calling, again, Christ Jesus, one Lord, Jesus is Lord, one faith, faith in the Son of God, one baptism, the Holy Spirit, whom is the Spirit of the living God. It's the Spirit of Christ. Christ said, I will send my Spirit to live in you. There again, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. One God and Father, which is Jehovah God, but is also Jesus. You can look that up in Isaiah 9:6. Okay? And he says, of all and through all and in you all. Let me read that smooth for you, okay? This is it. There's one body. So what I'm trying to point out here is you can't get there no other way. It's Christ and Christ alone, period. There is no other God. There is no other avenue. There is no going around him. John's Gospel, chapter 10, will tell you that clearly. There's one body. There's one spirit, one hope, Paul says, of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, and through all and in you all. The through all you won't understand until you go through it. You go through something and see that God was there in the midst of it all. Of it. Oh, God was there in the midst of it all. Yolanda Adams got a song like that. She says, he was there in the midst of it all. She says, I've been through many a trials with temptation on every side, but the Lord was there and he kept me, she says. He kept me right in the midst of it all. When you go through something and you come out on the other end of that thing, you'll realize, man, God was there through it all. I just didn't see him because I wasn't in my gospel. My eyes weren't open. And he says, and in you all, that last part, and in you all is so critical. That is the Holy Spirit. That's that hope. He's in you. John 16, 7 again. He left. He sent his Spirit in you. Okay? Let's keep moving. All this, now listen, he says all this to give you a new way of thinking and to enable you to walk in love. What do you mean in love? In Christ. God is love. Everybody knows that little verse in the Bible. He says, all this to give you a new way of thinking and enable you to walk in love. Chapter 5, verse 17 says, be ye not unwise. Be ye not unwise. Do not be stupid. Don't be fooled. Don't be duped. Don't be foolish. And don't be unlearned. That's what that means. That's a blunt statement. How are you unwise? Let me tell you something. If you have not opened your Bible in the last month, year, years, whatever the case, you're a good person on the inside, but you're unwise. Your heart wants it, and you know it. And you're unwise because if you don't have the wisdom of the Word of God in you, you don't have truth. The Word of God is truth. That is true wisdom. Bible says, seek wisdom, seek instruction, get it, bind it upon your neck. Now listen, don't be afraid. Get in there. Be ye not unwise, but understand, there's a comma there, but. So he's going to do an antithetic parallelism. He's going to switch this around. Be ye not unwise, Paul says, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Well, if I just knew the God's will for my life, Landon, if I knew his purpose, I don't know what God's, what is God's will? Wait a minute. Paul says, get in your word, man. Don't be unwise. Get in there and understand what the will of God is. What did he say a minute ago? He said, listen, the Gentiles, everybody, right, are partakers of the promise of God in Christ by the gospel. By the gospel. You've got to crack your Bible open. There's more in there than you know. Why do you think you have such resistance from evil forces, from the devil, from his minions, about cracking your Bible open? How come every time you want to crack it open and get serious, you just can't find the time? Have you ever thought about that? You can control business, you can control your family, you can control finances, but you can't control 30 minutes a day in your word. How come? Man of God, you can manage all these other things. Man of the world, you can manage all these other things, but you can't manage time to get in your word. There are forces, evil forces that stop you, that provoke you, that tell you, you don't have time for that. Oh, God ain't really coming back. Oh, you know that's just theology. All kinds of lies. Crack it open, get in there. When you defeat the enemy, when you crack that Bible open and say, I'm reading it no matter what, boy, you put him on check then. He knows if you get that word down in you, he can't come against you. He can't come against the Word of God. Are you ready? So now, here's the meat now. That's a lot of meat I gave you already. Hope you're chewing. I'm moving fast. You got to pay attention this morning. If you're in your car, you can take your phone. You know how you put you go to that little microphone thing, and you can record notes and messages and things to yourself and things you need to do. Hit that microphone and just turn that radio up. Don't say a word. Set the phone down, turn that radio up, and keep on driving. You need to get this, okay? Ephesians chapter 6 now. We're going to go to spiritual warfare. I did all that to show you that Paul is trying to say Christ is in you. You've received adoption, your children, your sons, your daughters. Christ dwells in you richly. He's quickened you. He's made you alive and brought you together with Christ by grace, by the divine influence upon your heart. And then he says all are partakers. The Gentiles now have the same inheritance as the Jew. They have the same inheritance as the children of Israel. We're all partakers in Christ by the gospel. And he tells you, one spirit, one body, we're all unified now. It's a unified thing. You come to Christ, you become Christ-like. He comes in you. It's the hope of glory. Everybody's on the same page because they're filled with the same spirit that controls the same thought, that controls the same heart, that controls the same desire to serve God and carry out his will on this earth, to make the kingdom of heaven represent or replicate itself on earth. Okay? So now he does all this to tell you this. He says, finally, my brethren, we're going to go to Ephesians 6, chapter 10. We're about to show you how to defeat the things in your world, in your life, and shut the enemy out of your life. Ephesians 6, chapter 10. And let me tell you something. I'm a little bit nervous that nobody's called and said, I want that. I want Christ in me, the hope of glory. I want that grace. I want that divine influence upon my heart. I want my mind renewed. I need Christ. I am tired of trying to control this life in my flesh. And I know you're right. I know there's a spirit. I've been told before. I saw it. Mama told me. Grandma told me. And I'm just, I don't know what I've been waiting on, Landon. But I'm done waiting. 221-1100. 221-1100. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. All right, we only got about 7 to 10 minutes left, so let's go ahead and roll this thing. You ready? Pay attention. Pay close attention. Get notes. This is crucial and critical this morning. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, he says, furthermore. That means furthermore. Let me tell you, hold on. Don't leave yet. He says, furthermore, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Remember, in Christ, by Christ, in him whom we move, be strong in the Lord. And There's a conjunction. These two go together. And in the power of his might. You're not just strong in the Lord. You're also, as you're strong in the Lord, you have to be strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Excuse me, are you ready? I'll break that down real quick. Paul says, finally, my brethren. He means furthermore. Let me tell you, there's more. There's something else. Don't miss this. He says, my brethren. That's literally brethren. That are those born of the same seed. That are those that are in his family. Cousins, uncles, relatives. They are, in his mind, his brethren. If you look it up in the Greek, it means near to you. It's a brother or someone near to you. So those he cares about, those that are dear to him, not necessarily bloodline, but in his mind, he loves these people, their family. That's someone near to you. He says, finally, all you near to me, be strong in the Lord. He says, be empowered or enabled in the Lord. Be empowered or enabled in the Lord. In other words, without the Lord's strength, without the Holy Spirit in you, that grace from God, that divine influence upon your heart, you're not empowered and you're not enabled. No wonder the devil's trumping you. No wonder he's whooping your tail. Listen, he says, be strong in the Lord. Don't miss that little word, I-N. In the Lord means exactly that. It's a denotation of your position. He says, be strong in the Lord. This is your position. Where are you positioned? Are you in the Lord? If you're about the Lord, if you're about his work, I go to this and I do that and I do this and I teach small group on Wednesday night, but I'm not really in the Lord, but I'm about his work. No. Paul says, be strong in the Lord. Don't be around the Lord. Don't be on the Lord. Don't be thinking of the Lord. Be in him. Have him in you. Invite the Holy Spirit in your life today. Say, Christ, I need you on my heart. I need that Spirit you talked about in John 16:7. I need your Holy Spirit, the one you promised to send, and he's here now on this earth, operating now on your behalf. I need him in me. I want to be in you. I want my position to be in Christ and Christ to be in me. Be strong in the Lord. When you look the Lord up in the Greek, you know what it means? God. God. Be strong in God. Be strong in God. And here's the conjunction. You got to have the second part. Don't just be strong in God. Also be strong in the power of his might. Here's what that means. It's again, and positioned in. Be strong in the Lord. Be positioned in God. And be positioned in the power of his might. That's the dominion or the strength of his forcefulness. Whew. That's serious, man. Be strong in God. And be inside, be in, walk in with your power, walk in, know who you are, know your identity, and walk in the dominion and in the strength of God Almighty's forcefulness. You tell me what's going to take you out now. You're strong in the Lord, you're strong in God, and you're strong in. You realize your position now. You've taken your authority, you're standing in your position in the dominion and the strength of his forcefulness or ability. Now you can get something done. That's mountain-moving faith. Without his dominion or his strength or his might, which the word might equals forcefulness or ability, you're trying to defeat a mountain that's probably going to crush you for a while until you wake up one day and get a revelation and go, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm strong in the Lord. I have my position in Christ. I've been empowered by him. I now have his dominion. It's not about you or me. Let me tell you that real clear. It's his dominion, his strength, and his forcefulness, that devil will flee. When he knows that you know this, that devil will flee from you so hard because he'll go, oh my gosh, they understand. The revelations come. They've received the Holy Spirit on the inside, obviously, because you can't get this revelation in your flesh. The Bible says the natural man understandeth not the things of the Spirit of God. And it goes on to say that the natural man, that's the one that has not invited the Holy Spirit within him, he thinks they're foolishness. He'll laugh at you. These things are foolishness. He can't understand them, the Bible says, because they are spiritually discerned. Spiritually discerned. Now, Paul says in 2, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on, that literally means to clothe yourself. When I looked it up last night in the Greek, it said, it's as you're putting yourself inside of a garment. So you're literally cloaking and clothing yourself with the whole armor of God. That's the full armor. Every single thing you can get out of this word of God. And what are you clothing or cloaking yourself with? The armor of God, of the supreme divinity of the universe. There is nothing or none higher. He is God, and he is God alone. Book of Isaiah will tell you that over, 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 over. Listen, clothe or cloak yourself, array yourself in every single bit of God, every single bit of his supreme divinity through his word. Now it says that you may be able, that means possible, that you may be able, that now because you've done that, because you've got the word, you put your cares of this world aside, you're eating and drinking from the living word of God. You're empowering yourself. You're being empowered. You know your position now in God Almighty. You've taken on his dominion. The power is him. He has dominion over things. He has strength over things. And his forcefulness and ability will enable you to do anything that he leads or guides you to do. He'll have your back. Paul says, you clothe yourself with this. You array yourself with this. All of it. Don't leave anything out. He says, what? Of the supreme divinity of God. Get in your Bible and find it. He says, now, he says, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now it is now possible. You look up may be able, it means possible. It's the only possible way you're going to do this. To stand against the wiles of the devil means to abide or continue that stand against, forward, or toward his trickery and lies. And who is the devil? Satan or the false accuser. So if you clothe yourself with the word of God, you take on that supreme divinity, it is now made to you possible to defeat, to abide or continue in a forward motion or towards the devil or against the devil in his wiles or his trickery. And another one in the Greek said to lie in wait. This shirker is lying in wait to deceive you. He's lying in wait to falsely accuse you. Okay? It's got to get in your head to come out of your mouth. Let me say that real quick. I got to close, but listen to this. He says, take the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Don't you get it? As you clothe yourself with God, as you eat his word and digest his word, and your spirit becomes alive in you, you now get a helmet of salvation. When your head is full of the word and nothing but the word, there's a helmet there. The devil can't penetrate you. That person trying to get you to go off course can't penetrate you. You have a helmet of the word of God. Now, when it says in the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, you can out of your mouth speak things, and that sword of that Spirit comes out of your mouth and defeats things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. That's an example. You've got it in your head. It's gotten your head so hard, it's set up camp on your heart, and now all of a sudden you're speaking it out of your mouth. Here comes the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's how, and when you believe that and speak that, it'll work. Faith is the substance. You'll start speaking these things and watch them come to pass. Woo! Listen to me. I want to help you learn this. If you contact me, boballenministry@gmail.com. Actually, I've changed it to make it real easy on you. It's Try Lifeline. TryLifeline. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. I'll say it again slow. TryLifeline@gmail.com. I'll break this down word by word. I'll give you the Greek. I'll give you whatever you need. I want you to see this. You got to see this. Send your support to me this week. Anything. Whatever you send, I'm so grateful. God will bless you because you're sowing in it. It's not me. You're sowing in his ministry. I'm just here to bring the word of God. And if you'll allow me to keep coming and bringing this word of God, if God will allow me to keep coming and bringing this word of God, I'll come and I'll bring it. Lifeline, box 1603. Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Lifeline, box 1603. Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. So you got it? TryLifeline@gmail.com. Lifeline, box 1603 for your support. Lifeline, box 1603. Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Real quick, folks, it's not too late to call up here for Christ. 221-1100 is the local. 888-221-8990. Keep Bob Allen in your prayers. He hurt his hand. Pray for Bob this week. If you love him, pray for him. Thank you for tuning in to Lifeline. This is Landon. I love you.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.